other of his pages from life of his. There's another of his pages from life. I would like you now to meet Al Reed.
You are said anyhow that one the Friday Monday night. No, because Harry did just got back from Kip Johnson's got himself. So, before that I should have told you that Fred had been round. I could see there was something wrong. So, he says, it's right about your Annie then. I thought, hello. I said, oh, I said, on. So, he says, nothing really. And he says, somebody's been talking.
I was blazing.
So, I says, no. Oh, yes, she says, oh, I said, no. She says, we're not blind, you know.
I thought, right, monkey.
Do forgive me. I hope that wasn't too much of a shock. But then, life is like that. It never seems to work out as we plan it. It's nice to get home after a busy day, get in that armchair, relax. But no, as soon as you walk through that door, it starts. Are we having that bedroom decorated, or do we get it boarded up?
That's the wife from the kitchen.
Bedroom? Why, what's the matter? It's not. My mother's coming a week on Friday, and she's not going to sleep in that room like it is. Wants decorated. I felt ashamed the last time she was here. That scene is a disgrace. She never got a wink of sleep all night. Waking up every 5 minutes with a mouthful of plaster.
Well,
soon get a decorator. There's nothing more simple than that. It's not as though... Can't understand. You've no pride at all in this house. None at all. If I get you to start a job, you never finish it. You see, you took the legs off that table and never put them back. What time have I for? No, well, Mr. Alexander's done their house right through. Made a beautiful sunset in their front room. I wouldn't care, but there's nothing to it. It's only a little room. Well, all right, I'll go and see a decorator sometime. You won't need. There's one coming round tonight to see you. Tonight? Not tonight. Oh, no. Blimey, he's here.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I believe you want the house decorating through.
Not through. You see, it's just a little room at the top. You see, my wife's mother's all the time he's looking round.
Have you bought it?
Yes.
Pity.
Is it?
Bad property that's built on sand, you know. That wall's bellying. What we call bellying. It's out about a foot, is that? See what I mean? Now just stand behind me, see. Look over my shoulder. I'll have to come down. It's a builder job, is that? You see, if we take your wall down, it means your garage has to come with it. The big job.
Yes, well, it's just the room at the top, really. Perhaps we could,
Hello, your skirting board. You gone here?
Gone. Has it?
Same with your floor. See what I mean? You know what you've got here, don't you?
No.
Wet rot. Watch what happens when I jump on it. See? Watch it crack. See? Come and have a crack with me, see? Come on.
No, I don't want to crack it. Just go upstairs, you see. It's only the little room, really.
I'll tell you what, your decorating's bad in this hall, isn't it? I say your decorating's bad. I don't know who did it for you, but by gum, they didn't know the job. I said they didn't know the job. They didn't. By gum, they didn't. They did not. Have you seen your paintwork?
Come.
Flaking. Watch what happens when I kick it. Not being bonded, see what I mean? I'll kick it again.
Let's just go upstairs, if we will. Halfway upstairs, he stops.
Have you had accident here?
No.
You will have. Rotten right through. Staircase will have to come down. The joiner's job is that.
Yes, well, let's get in the room, shall we? Soon as he sees it.
Is this it?
Yes.
Well, if you'll take my advice, you'll remove.
Why, is it bad?
Bad? Well, I've seen nothing like it. I've seen nothing like it.
Well, can you do it?
Do it? Aye, do it. Might take 12 months, might take 18, I don't know. You see, your trouble here...
He walks up to the wall and tears about a yard and a half of paper.
7 or 8 feet. Papers on here, you know. They all have to be stripped. You want 6 or 7 men on there with blow lamps, I'll tell you.
Well, I wasn't really thinking.
Hello. Your ceiling's gone in that corner.
Son?
That means re-roofing, re-guttering. I don't know. Can't say.
Well, I think we ought to be getting down, really. It's getting rather chilly up here.
What's this door here, then? Oh, I see. Little bit bathroom next to it, then, will it? Ah, I see, aye. Listen. I can hear something dripping. Hush.
Son?
Sure up. There it is. Your piping's gone, see? Split as soon as you touch it. Perish.
Is it?
Watch one atop it, see? It's split again. You know, you're going to have a flood here.
Well, I hadn't noticed.
Hadn't noticed? You would have done when ceiling come on your head. I say, you would have done when ceiling fell on you.
Well, we ought to go down now. You see, my wife will come looking for me if I...
Right, well, that's piping, landing, staircase, painting work in the hall here, flooring, skirting. And what about your belly?
Pardon?
Well, it's belly in here, isn't it, all, Pete?
Yes, well, perhaps.
Anyhow, I'll send you a testimony. I don't know when, can't say. We're busy, you see. You'll just have to wait.
The estimate arrived the following morning. What's this? £793.10.08. What for? This is where the wife says, what are you going to do about my mother? Your mother? After this, we're getting rid of your mother and we're going in the decorating business.
Life is what you make it, that's it, life. Storm, you can take it on the chin. With a grin, when the glue comes around, don't let him in, remember life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it, that is life.
It's going to do, I said, anyhow, that we're on the Fat Monk Tuesday, Thursday night. I know, because our Frank has seen that gym up there. Tom. So, oh, no, before that, I should have told you that Annie had been down. She was full of it. So, she says, it's right about your Nelly, then. I thought, hello. I says, for why, see? Never let on. So, she says, I notice you go nothing short. I says, I knew what was coming. So, he sat there, never opened his mouth. She might well always be getting new clothes. I thought, right. do forgive me. Did I disturb you? I'm awfully sorry. I mean, there are times when we don't like to be disturbed, and especially at weekends. We all look forward to that break after the hard week's work. Relax. That's the thing, but do we? You've hardly time to settle down in that armchair, let alone pick up the Sunday papers, when... it starts. How long are you going to sit there and watch that garden go to seed? That's the wife from the kitchen. Garden? Why, what's the matter? The times I've been at you to get in that garden. It's going to be like a wilderness out there. You don't seem to have any interest in it at all. There was all that fuss when I got you to plant that rhubarb. And you see, that came up next door. Relax. I can't be. You don't shape. And that was you that said, oh, we must have a lily pond and some hanging baskets. And what have we got? An air raid shelter half full of water and a tin hat with a daisy in it. What time have I to do any gardening? Mr. Alexander finds time. He's never out of their garden. He's always clipping and cutting. He's made a beautiful peacock out of their privet. He would. Just about the size of him. It shows ours up, I know that. I don't know what people think. I feel ashamed. My mother's right. You've got no going at all. Every time she walks up that path, she gets her hat knocked off. Pity about her. And you don't need to think you're going to sit there all morning and move your feet. I don't know what's come over you. You're too slipshod for my liking. You see, you took that lawnmower to pieces and I brought half of it in with the coal. Now, there's no need to go into all that. No, well, why don't you just go out and tidy it up a bit? You'll have it done in no time. There's nothing to it. Oh, all right, I'll go now. Nothing to it? Have you done any gardening lately? It's bad enough if you're left on your own to do it, but you can bet as you pick up that spade, there's some Johnny Know-All watching you, waiting to put you right. You've met him.
Hi, did you? Why don't you remove and have done with it?
Fun?
You've taken someone on with that lot, haven't you? I say you've got someone on with that lot.
I just thought I'd turn this soil over.
Soil? You'll need a pneumatic drill to get through that lot. Like concrete, that is. I can see that from here.
Well, yes, I was just thinking I should have started with the privets.
Privets? Riddled with butt weevil.
Are they?
You can bet on it.
Well, I've only just put them in.
Well, rip them out, quick. Same with these bushes here. Just the same with these bushes here. You'll do no good with them. I say you'll do no good with them.
Well, I think one of them's a fruit tree.
Never in this world of goodness. If that's a fruit tree, I'm a Dutchman.
Well, we got an apple off it last year, I know that.
You didn't eat it, did you?
No.
Good job, you'd have dropped dead.
What's, I don't know what to do.
What's these sods you've got spread out here, then?
It's the lawn.
Lawn? Whose idea was that?
Mine.
You want locking up? We've a bigger patch than that where we buried our canary. I know what I'd do if it was mine. I say I know what I'd do if it was mine.
Oh?
What? I'd do that. I'd start again with a lot.
Pardon?
Get some proper drainage for a start. See what I mean? And shift that bike. Now then, you want 2 or 3 tons of shingle. Top it off with some of that spar. About 4 or 5 tons of clinkers over that. Then you can come with your soil. See what I mean? 20 or 30 lorry loads will do it. Level it up with as much fertilizer as you can get hold of. Then you can start talking.
Won't that make it a bit high?
It'll cover your air vents, yes. But you can always shift them if it means raising your floors. And while you're at it, I'd knock this trellis down. Get rid of it. Get some rockery there, fence at back, some roses on it. Look lovely in summer. Is that your clothes prop?
Yes.
Burn it.
Can't do that because...
Then I'd go in for flowers. Hydrangeas, petunias, leopard's tongue, sunset glories. I can see it now, right blaze of colour.
Oh, yes, it sounds marvellous.
Of course, you'd never grow them here. You want a glasshouse for that lot. You get no sun on this side at all. See what I mean? What you could really do with it is your house turning right round. If you put your glasshouse here... Of course, it means knocking that wall down. We could just get it in nicely. Mind you, it'll take 2 feet off your lounge. But what's that if you're getting gooseberries all the year round?
What's it going to cost?
Anyway, I'll leave you with it. Oh, do you mind if I take this box? It's just what I've been looking for.
Is it for a potting shed in your garden?
We've no garden. I'm making a window box for our backyard.
Life is what you make it, such is life. Show 'em you can take it on the chin. Where the great Mr. Crew comes around. Don't let him in, remember life that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to grind. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is
this is Henry Hall speaking, and tonight is my guest night.
...of those everyday events with radio's new comedy star, Al Reed.
Said anyhow that on the Friday morning, Tuesday night, I know, because I nearly come round, I could see there's something wrong, so she said, she says, it's right about your readers then. I thought, hello. I says, for why, see? She never let on. So, before that, I'm telling a lie, I should have told you. She says, don't crack on, you don't know. I give her one look. She says, when your Billy come down, she says, I never thought on. I thought, hello. I said, for why, see? So she says, she's down here quick enough if it suits her. I could have choked her. There was enough said at your Billy's wedding. I thought, right, monkey. do forgive me, I was miles away there for the moment. But then, it is nice to get away from it all at times. And what better after a hard week's work than a visit to the football match? We all look forward to our Saturday afternoon's excitement and pleasure. Pleasure? Have you tried it? You've hardly time to find out who they're playing, let alone what time they kick off. And what you get. If you think you're going to come this trick every Saturday afternoon, we're going to have some fresh arrangements. That's the wife from the kitchen. You've arranged this very nicely. I knew you were off somewhere when you refused that pudding. Well, what's wrong with going to a football match? I'm entitled to a bit of pleasure. It's not as though... And what pleasure do I get? Stuck over these pans all morning. My mother's right. You don't seem to remember you've got a wife and responsibilities. Well, it's the first time this season. It makes me sick. And that was you that said you'd spend your weekend getting a nice home together. What we weren't going to have. Bookends and biscuit barrels and goodness knows what. And what have we got? I said, what have we got? A pair of Dixie Dinge shin guards and a signed photograph of Stanley Matthews. Well, it's not as bad as that after all. No, well, don't catch Mr. Alexander shouting himself hoarse and coming home soaking wet through. He's got more sense. Can't understand you. Watching a lot of grown men running after a ball like a lot of school kids. I don't blame them. It's people like you go and encourage them. Well, anyway, I'm going. And what time you got? I don't know. Get on your nerves at times. Get some enjoyment. Get on that ground and see some fun. That's the thing. But do we? By the time you've stood in a queue, fought your way onto a bus, got mixed up with that seething mass outside the ground, been rushed and pushed all over the place, you begin to wonder whether it's all worth it. And the Johnny Know-all you bump into doesn't help. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You're not trying to get in, are you?
Yes.
You'll be lucky. I'll say you'll be lucky. We've not moved for half an hour and we're trying to get out.
Why, are they packed?
Packed? Well, I've seen nothing like it. I say, I've seen nothing like it. I haven't. By gum, I haven't. I have not. I say, I haven't.
Why, don't you think I'll get in?
Get in? You'll be lucky if you can get a program, I'll tell you.
Who?
What? Well, we've been here since 1:15 and all that.
Have you?
Well, you can tell. All we've seen up to now is the back end of a mounted policeman.
Well, what about the terraces?
Terraces? Stopped and barred half an hour ago, I'll tell you.
Have they?
What? See, they've let that many in there, they're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out.
Well, they're letting them in on the popular side.
Popular side? They want locking up. First shower in, they're like a lot of drowned rats. A lot of them want shifting, they do. I say they do that. Same with the team. What? Wouldn't pay them in washers. You see who they've got in there? They're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out.
Well, they're letting them in on the popular side.
Popular side? They want locking up. First shower in, they're like a lot of drowned rats.
Oh, dear, and I've no Mac.
Of course, I blame the directors. I say I blame the directors. A lot of them want shifting, they do. I say they do that. Same with the team. What? Wouldn't pay them in washers. You see who they've got at inside, right?
No.
That fellow with the two left feet they give 30,000 quid for.
Well, I thought the centre forward was very good.
Centre forward? I've shot him. What? See, he missed one of Saturday, I could have blown it in, I'll tell you. Absolute sitter. Ball drops at his feet, muffs it, gets it again. Nobody to beat. Goalie runs out to meet him.
Oh, what happened?
They shoot guns.
Well, as long as I can see something.
And have you seen who's referee? I say, have you seen who they've got repping?
No.
That little bald-headed Welshman that got mobbed last year. He's a bad un.
Oh, I don't remember.
When he wouldn't give that penalty for hands. I say, when he wouldn't give that penalty for hands.
Well, was it hands? That's the point.
Was it what? He had the lace out twice. Have you come far?
Well, yes.
You'll never get home.
Fun?
Like a stampede here. I say, like a stampede here when he blows full time.
Is it?
What? This lad will tell you. He's had it, if anybody has, haven't you? Al, wake up. Haven't you had it?
Aye.
Have that. It happened to you, didn't it, Al?
Aye.
Did that. He had a right bellyful last week. Gets in late, packed out, stands at the back, can't see. Whistle goes, mad rush. Next thing, he's on top of a bus.
What happened?
I got a fourpenny one.
Anyway, if you do get inside and you want to get home before midnight, take my advice.
Oh? What's that?
Stand near the exit, get ready to run, and come out before half time.
That is life. Life is what you make it. That is life. Show 'em you can take it on the gym. With a grin. As the crew comes around, don't let him in. Remember life that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is
Well, thank you, Al Reed.
A rising star song with Super Trey affairs, the way we are in those everyday affairs. You'll find the fun behind the different stages from life. When Al is reading through his paper.
Here's a look at life to show us the funny side. We find radio's armchair comedian, Al Reed.
You was it anyhow. That was a Friday morning. Friday morning, I know, because Harry had come back from chip shop and she got some too. I never let on. So, before that, there, Nellie had been round. I could see there was something wrong. So, I give her one look.
She says, it's right about your Annie there. And I thought, hello. I says, for why, see? She says, oh, nothing, she says, only somebody's been talking. Oh, a blazing. Oh, no, before that, I'm telling the lad there, Frank had seen that Jim talking to our Ida. I said, you needn't bother. I could have smacked him across the face. He says, to complete that game. I thought, right, monkey. Do forgive me, I was miles away then for the moment. But then it is nice to get away. At times we all get rather worried, you know. What better after a hard week's work than a visit to the football match? We all look forward to our Saturday afternoon's excitement and pleasure. Pleasure? Have you tried it? You've hardly time to find out who they're playing, let alone what time the kick-off, and what you get. If you think you're going to come this trick every Saturday afternoon, we're going to have some fresh arrangements. That's the wife from the kitchen. You've arranged this very nicely. I knew you were off somewhere when you refused that pudding. Well, what's wrong with going to a football match? I'm entitled to a bit of pleasure. It's not an hour. And what pleasure do I get? Stuck over those pans all morning. My mother's right. You don't seem to remember you've got a wife and responsibilities. Well, it's the first time this season. I've made me sick. And that was you that said you'd spend your weekends getting a nice home together. What we weren't going to have. Bookends and biscuit barrels and goodness knows what. And what have we got? A pair of Dixie Dean shin guards and a signed photograph of Stanley Matthews. Well, it's not as bad as all that after all. No, well, don't catch Mr. Alexander shouting himself hoarse and coming home soaking wet through. He's more sense. I can't understand you. Watching a lot of grown men running after a ball like a lot of school kids. I don't blame them. It's people like you who go and watch and encourage them. Well, anyway, I'm going. What time are you going? I don't know. Get on your nerves at times. Get some enjoyment, that's what we want. Get on that ground, see some fun, that's the thing. But do we? By the time you stood in a queue, fought your way onto a bus, got mixed up with a seething mass outside the ground, been rushed and pushed all over the place, you begin to wonder whether it's all worth it. And the Johnny Noel you bump into doesn't help. You met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You're not trying to get in, are you?
Yes.
You'll be lucky. I say you'll be lucky. We've not moved for half an hour and we're trying to get out.
Are they packed?
Packed? Well, I've seen nothing like it. I say I've seen nothing like it. I have not. By gum, I haven't. I have not.
Don't you think I'll get in, then?
Get in? You'll be lucky if you can buy a program, I'll tell you. Well, you can tell. We've been here since 1:15, and all we've seen is the back end of a mounted policeman.
Well, what about the terraces?
Terraces? Locked and barred half an hour ago.
Are they?
What? See, they've let that many in there. They're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out.
Oh.
And there's no cover, you know. They want locking up. First shower, they're like a lot of drowned rats, I'll tell you.
Oh, dear, and I've no Mac.
Absolutely ridiculous. Of course, I blame the directors. I say I blame the directors. A lot of them want shifting, they do. I say they do. They do that. I wouldn't. What? Just the same with the team. I say it's the same with the team, you know. Wouldn't pay him in washers. You see who they've got it inside, right? Have you seen who they've put it inside, right?
No.
That fellow with two left feet, they paid £30,000 quid for.
Well, I thought the centre forward was very good.
Centre forwards? I've shot him. What? See, he missed one of Saturday. I could have blown in, I'll tell you. Absolute sitter. Ball drops at his feet, muffs it, gets it again. Nobody to beat. Goalie runs out to meet him.
Oh, what happened?
They shook hands.
Well, I don't mind, really, because...
Have you seen who's reffing today? I say, have you seen who they got reffing?
No.
That little bald-headed Welshman that got mobbed last year. He'll spoil the game for him, if anybody will.
Will he?
He's a bad un. He'd penalise his own grandmother to blow that whistle, I'll tell you.
Well, it's been such a bother getting here, I want to see...
Have you come far?
Well, I've come rather...
You'll never get home.
Come?
Like a stampede here when he blows full time.
Is it?
What? Miss Ladd will tell you. He's had it, if anybody has, haven't you?
Hi!
How's that? It happened to you, didn't it, Al?
Aye.
Did that. He had a right bellyful last week, he did. Gets in late, backed out, stands at the back, can't see. Whistle goes, mad rush. Next thing, he's on top of a bus.
Oh. What happened? I've only just got back.
Anyway... If you do manage to get inside, good luck to you. And if you want to get home afterwards, take my advice.
Oh, what's that?
Stand near the exit, get ready to run, and come out before half time.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show 'em you can take it on the chin. With a grin, Mr. Gloom comes around. Don't let him in, remember life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is life.
To know, because our Frank had seen that gym at their town. So, before that, I should have told you. Their Annie had been down, she was full of it. She says, it's right about your Nelly then. I thought, hello. I says, for why, see? Never let on. So, she says, I notice you go nothing short. I give her one look. She said, you might well keep getting...
I thought, right, monkey.
Do forgive me. I hope you didn't find that too trying. But then, life is like that. And what better after a trying day than to escape to the comfort and dignity of your own home? They say an Englishman's home is his castle. As you stand with your back to that fire... Happy, singing.
And the good center, and the golden bread, and bread, the many, many bread.
What do you get? When are you going to do something about that back bedroom?
That's the wife from the kitchen.
That bedroom? Why, what? That bedroom's a disgrace. It wants decorating. My mother's coming a week on Friday, and she's not going to sleep in that room like it is. She hasn't got over the last time yet. Never got a wink of sleep all night. I'm ashamed of that ceiling. She was waking up every 5 minutes with a mouthful of plaster.
Well, not as bad as all that.
I'm sick and tired of telling you about it. And I'm frightened to death of anybody going up those stairs. And you always leave that door open.
Well...
soon get it decorated. There's nothing more simple than that. It's not as you've no pride in this house at all. And if I get you to start a job, you never finish it. You see, you took the legs off that table and never put them back. What time have I had for you? Don't shape. Mr. Alexander's done the house right through. He's made a beautiful sunset in their front room. I can get you to do nothing. You see, you sat there and watched me staining that floor. And then what did you do? Got up and walked all over it. No, we don't need to go into all... No, well... You could have done something about that bedroom, I'm sure. I wouldn't care, but there's nothing to it. It's only a little room. I could hit you at times. You'll come home one night and find me missing. Well, I'm not going to have all this just for the sake of a little job like that. Little job? I'll go and see a decorator sometime. You won't need. There's one coming tonight to see you. Oh, not tonight. Not tonight, surely. Blimey, he's here.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Is this the house you want decorating right through?
No, not through. There's just a little room at the top. You see, my wife's mouth... All the time, he's looking round.
Have you bought it?
Yeah.
Pity.
Is it?
Bad property, this. Built on sand, you know, all sinking. That wall's bellying.
What, pardon?
What we call bellying. Out of how to put is that? See what I mean? Stand behind me. Just look over my shoulder now, see. I'll have to come down. It's a builder job, is that? You see, if we take your wall down, it means your garage has to come with it. It's a big job.
Well, it's the room at the top, really. Perhaps you could...
Hello, your skirting board's gone.
Has it?
Take me your floor. See what I mean? You know what you've got here?
No.
Wet rot. Watch what happens when I jump on it, see? Watch it crack, see? Come and have a crack with me, see?
No, I don't want a crack. We could just get upstairs, you see. It's only a little room.
I'll tell you what, your decorating's bad in this hall, isn't it? I say your decorating's bad. I don't know who did it for you, but by gum, I didn't know the job. They didn't. By gum, they didn't know the job. They did not. They did not. Have you seen your paintwork?
One?
Flaking. Watch what happens when I kick it. Not being bonded, see what I mean? I'll kick it again.
No. If we could just go upstairs. It's halfway upstairs, he stops.
Have you had accident here?
No.
You will have. Rotten right through, I'll tell you. This staircase will have to come down. Joiner's job is that.
Yes, well... Shall we go into the room? As soon as he sees it.
Is this it?
Yes.
Well, if I were you, I'd get it boarded up.
Why, is it... Is it bad?
Bad? Well, I've seen nothing like it. I say, I've seen nothing like it.
Well, can you do it?
Do it, aye, do it. You see your trouble here.
He walks up to the wall and tears about a yard and a half of paper.
7 or 8 papers on here. All have to be stripped. You'll want 6 or 7 men with there with blow lamps.
Well, I wasn't really thinking.
Hello, your ceiling's gone in that corner.
Gone?
That means re-roofing, re-guttering, I don't know. We'll tell you better when we get your scaffolding up.
I didn't think it was going to be quite as big a job as that because...
What's this door here, then? Oh, I see. Oh, this'll be your bathroom next to it. Listen, I can hear something dripping. Hush.
Pum.
Shut up. There it is. Your piping's gone. See? Splits as soon as you touch it. Perished.
Is it?
Wait, watch that tap it. Watch me. No, just watch me tap it. It's split. See what I mean? Watch me tap it again. It's split again. Do you get flooded out under here?
No.
Wait till you have a bath.
I don't know what to do now, all this and...
Right. Well, that's piping, landing, staircase, paintwork in the hall here, flooring, skirting. And what about your belly?
On?
Well, it's belly in this wall.
Well, perhaps,
anyhow, I'll send you the estimate. I don't know when. We're busy, you see. You'll just have to wait.
The estimate arrives the following morning.
What's this? How much?
£793.10.4. Me?
What for?
This is where the wife says,
what are you going to do about my mother?
Your mother, after this, we're getting rid of your mother and we're going in the decorating business.
That's his life. Life is what you make it. That's his life. Tom, you can take it on the chin. Where the grave, when the groom comes around. Don't let him in, remember life that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing we can do about it. Such is
ladies and gentlemen, is radio is comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, is radio
now
star. Ladies and gentlemen, is radio
now free.
Ladies and gentlemen, is radio
now free.
Says it's got a juice. Says anyhow, that from the fright month you went Thursday night. And now because I read at the concert, Chip Chomty got some. So, before that, I should have told you that Fred had been round. I could see there was something wrong. So, he said, what's this about our Nelly? I thought, hello. I says, oh, I says, for YC, never let on. So, before that, she butts in. I could have choked her. She says, don't crack on, you don't know. I give her one look. She went white. So I says, no, I says, but you, I said, oh, no, before that, she, oh, no, he butts in again. He says, somebody's been talking. I could have smacked him across the face. I says, oh, he says, no, I said, oh, yes, oh, no, he says, there was enough said at our village wedding. I thought, right, monkey.
Do forgive me. Did I disturb you? I'm awfully sorry. I rather look forward to that. Mind you, there are things we all look forward to, and what better after a hard day's work than the peace and quiet of your own home? They say an Englishman's home is his castle. And it's nice to stand in front of your own fire, happy, singing for a bigger bunch of multi-party competitions. And what do you get? When are you going to do something about that back bedroom?
That's the wife from the kitchen.
Bedroom, why? What?
That bedroom wants decorating. My mother's coming a week on Friday and she's not going to sleep in that room like it is. She's not got over the last time yet. That ceiling's a disgrace. You never got a wink of sleep all night. She was waking up every 5 minutes with a mouthful of plaster.
Well, it's not as bad as all that.
I feel ashamed. I'm frightened to death of anybody going up those stairs. And you always leave that door open.
Well, we'll get a decorator sometime.
I can't understand you. You have no pride in this house at all. No pride. Mr. Alexander's done that house right through. He's painted a beautiful sunset in their front room. Well, what time of... You don't shave.
And if I get you to start a job, you see, you never finish it. You see, you went and took the legs off that table and never put them back.
Well, good heavens.
I don't know what's come over you lately. You sit there all day if I'd let you. Now, that aggravated at times, I could scream. You see, you sat there the other night and watched me staining that floor. Then what did you do? Got up and walked all over it. I could hit you at times, I could. I could scream. You'll come home here one night and find me missing.
Well,
I wouldn't care, but it's not a big job. All right, never mind. We'll get a decorator. Can't expect my mother to come. All right, we'll get a decorator. Not much I ask for in this house. I can. All right, we'll get a decorator. I know I have a job to put up. Yes, all right, we'll get one. Decorator, all right! Oh, dear. All this fuss. All this fuss over a simple little job like that. What could be more simple than decorating a little room? Simple? Have you had the decorator? You've hardly time to open the front door, let alone invite him in the hall. And what do you get?
I don't know.
How do you do?
I believe you want the house decorating through.
No, not through, no. It's just a little room at the top. You see, my wife's mother's coming a week on.
All the time he's looking round.
Is this your own house? Have you bought it? Have you bought it?
Yes.
Pity. Bad property this, built on sand, all sinking. Hello, your wall's bellying.
Pardon?
Bellying, what we call bellying, that is. That wall will have to come down. The trouble is, you see, if we take your wall down, it means your garage has to come with it. Big job.
Well, I wasn't going to go as far as that, really. It was just the little room upstairs, then.
Help, shift, help. I say, your skirting board's gone.
Gone?
All right, gone. Same with your flooring. You know what you've got here, don't you?
No.
Wet rot. Watch what happens when I jump on it. Watch it crack. See what I mean? See it crack. Just come have a crack with me.
No, I don't want a crack. If you just come upstairs, really,
I'll tell you what. Your decorating's bad in this hall, and did I say your decorating's bad in here? I don't know who did it for you, but by gum, they didn't know the job. They didn't. They didn't know the job. They did not. By gum, they didn't. They didn't know the job. They didn't. They did not. Have you seen your paintwork?
No.
Flaking. What we call flaking. Now watch what happens when I kick it. See what I mean? Not being bonded. See what I mean? I'll kick it again.
No, not again. If you could just Just come upstairs.
Halfway upstairs, he stops.
Have you ever had an accident here?
No.
You will have.
And there we have to leave Al Reed with his slice of life. But before we leave Blackpool, let's return to the Tower Ballroom for a moment and ask Reginald Dixon to play us out with the Sign of the Seaside.
You've been listening to Holiday Night, which this week came from Blackpool and was presented by Philip Robinson.